I know for a fact that shortly before, even after he became ill, and it wasn't at all clear that his illness was going to be fatal or terminal, he was still working on Social Security. I had breakfast with him in November, and that was after the election, and it was just shortly before he was diagnosed with his terminal illness. We had a long breakfast. We spent about 2 hours together at a let's see where we spent it. Well, we actually spent it in the house, in the members' dining room on Capitol Hill. We met about 8 o'clock in the morning and had a wonderful conversation that ranged over a lot of topics, including politics and what happened to the John Kerry's campaign and what happened to the Democratic campaign to take back the Congress. But we spent a great deal of that time on his ideas and the Democratic Party's ideas and President Bush's ideas for Social Security. He was very, very, Bob Matsui was to a great extent what we in Washington call policy wonk. He loved issues. He loved the intricacies of issues and the consequences and even the unforeseen consequences of passing pieces of legislation. While his public position was to say that President Bush should go first in terms of putting a Social Security issue on the agenda before the Democrats would respond with one, I can tell you that as based upon my conversation with him in at the period I mentioned, he was already thinking very, very carefully about the details of what a Social Security overhaul plan should look like.